Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance Radio Show. I'm Kathy Williams, and here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And one of the things that really struck me as I was listening to that intro was, what is possible for you? What can you create when you stop judging you? And today that really just hit me like, wow, do we even listen that much and receive that? And what would change truly if we would stop judging us? So, today, our topic is, are you stuck in a financial rut? And how many judgments do we have around finances? Some people equate money with happiness. Others have their happiness or stress levels go up and down with their bank account or with the stock market. And how many people are in jobs that they don't even like because it's a paycheck? Maybe even afraid of stepping out into what they really desire because that would seem to be, we can't guarantee, but seem to be a pay cut, at least for a while. And so today's discussion is all about finances, money, happiness, and anything related. So if you're listening live, please feel free to call in if you have stuff around those topics up for you and up in your world. And otherwise, Betsy and I will just have this conversation with you, of course, as a valuable part of it as listeners. But we do always love to have guests on the show, so you're fully invited to participate. And you can find the number on Ohm Times. And in fact, iom.fm, I-O-M. .fm, and you can call in and play with us. So, hi, Betsy. How are you today?
Hello. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Before we dive in, would you like to talk a little bit about us?
Sure. Gosh. So, Kathy and I actually met, what was it? How long has it been now, Kathy, that we have known each other? 4 years? 5 years?
4 years, yeah, 4 years coming
yeah.
up in August.
Yeah. Yes. So I couldn't remember if it was 4 or 5 years. And so we met at a words apparently are coming out of my mouth all jumbled up.
So I'll slow down just a little bit. We met at a certified facilitator's training in Costa Rica 4 years ago.
And for us, you know, it was the beginning of a lovely friendship, and we've created a lot of fun things over the years.
So we created
a radio show together, and we are certified facilitators with using the tools of Access Consciousness. We are also radio show hosts. We are best-selling authors of multiple books and really joyful facilitators.
Desiring to contribute to you.
You know, Betsy, it's a little hard to hear you. I'm not sure what's going on with your line. But yeah, we have been on the radio together for several years, and we also are going to be in Virginia next week facilitating some classes together. So if you're in the Maryland, DC, or Virginia area, check out imperfectbrilliance.com and come play with us. And in fact, some of those classes are online too, so you can participate. We're actually going to be talking about money and about stopping yourself, like when and where you stop yourself from creating and getting your projects out into the world. And money, you know, today's topic can be a large part of that, right? We think, oh, I need more money in order to start this, or whatever I would like to create maybe won't make me money, or all these different ideas and contractions around money where we've created that as the limiting factor. And that's actually up in my world today, because I was facilitating a class today, Stop Stopping You and Radical Abundance. So we combined the two for 4 days, and it just was so life-changing for all of us. And our faces even look so different, just relaxed and soft. And so we use money so often as this limiting factor. And it's like, what if you didn't use money as a limitation to keep you from doing and being and having what you'd like to have in the world? That's like a non-reality for most people, right? So, and today we were exploring that, like, okay, so often we have a desire, and then there's a desire that's underneath it. So let's say you would like to get a raise because you, or let's say you would like a promotion because you know with a promotion comes more money. All right. Well, you might also be aware, like, I'm not actually that interested in managing people, and that's what I would have to do if I got that promotion. So we look at, like, why would you like that promotion? And we talked about the underlying desire being the ability to go take a trip. Okay, I'd like to go to Brazil or Israel in the case we were talking about. And, you know, well, if you think that you need that promotion in order to have the money to create the trip, which is your true desire, then you're limiting all the other ways the trip could come for you. You could win it. You could have someone invite you on it and take you there. You know, there, someone gifts you the miles, or you have the miles. You know, there are so many ways you could end up taking that trip that don't rely on this other thing you've decided you have to have in place first. So how many of our desires are that? They're like building block desires, desires that we think we have to have in place so we can get what we really want. Wow. So we use the tools of Access Consciousness on the show, and I'm going to use the clearing statement here, and we'll see if Betsy's back too. Betsy, are you back?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. So I'm going to clear this. And yes, awesome. I'm so glad you're here. So everywhere you're using building block desires to try to get what you truly desire, which is actually limiting how what you truly desire can show up for you, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Times a godzillion.
Right, wrong, good, right, bad, pop-tuck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And before we ask Kathy to repeat that clearing, just a quick, if you don't know what all of those jumbly words were, it's actually the clearing statement, and it's designed to, but it's an energetic clearing designed really to bypass your logical thinking mind and to clear stuck energies or unconsciousness. And you don't have to understand how it works. Just know that it does work. And if you'd like more information, you can go to theclearingstatement.com, where there's way more information than we can really explain in a quick radio show. So, Kathy, can you remember that clearing and say it again, please?
all the ways you're using building block or stepping stone desires to try to get what you truly desire, which is actually preventing that desire from showing up in different ways. Another way, will you destroy and uncreate that times the godzillion?
Wow. Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and puck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So, you know, there was a lot of, there's still a lot of energy around that, Kathy. So with the thinking that you have to have stepping stones or building blocks before anything is created, like how much have we bought that point of view as really what you have to do in order to have something show up?
Yeah, I mean, I have to have all my ducks in a row or X, Y, and Z in place before I can have what I really want. How often do we do that? And how often are does the X, Y, and Z you have to have in place have to do with money? Right? I can't choose this because I don't have the money yet. So I've got to get the money and then I can choose.
Yep.
Wow. So everything that's bringing up and everywhere you allow money to choose for you instead of you choosing, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes. Right, wrong, good, right, wrong, bad, good, pot, pop. All nine shorts.
All nine shorts,
beyond.
Boys and beyonds.
Double clearing that time. Woo-hoo. You know, Kathy, I certainly it's, and we've talked about this before, and it's what we talk about a lot on the show is it doesn't make sense. And what I love about this is that it doesn't have to make sense, and knowing that it does work and beyond, well, I know that I said the clearing statement, you know, is designed to bypass your logical thinking mind, but way beyond that is what the other possibilities beyond, like what we have defined, like you said, getting your ducks in a row, A plus B equals C, so that when you're looking at that, that's the only thing that could possibly occur. If that's what you've decided.
Yeah. Yeah, because your points of view limit what you seeing other possibilities. And we talk a lot on this show about asking questions and how questions open the door to seeing and receiving different possibilities. Because every time you're concluding, you're actually staying within the limited box of your mind, okay? And questions are doors and windows to other possibilities and what's available beyond what you already know. So what's possible with money that you've never even considered?
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask a question like that for any of your targets. So let's say your target is to take a trip. You could say, what's possible with taking this trip or actualizing this trip that's beyond anything I've ever considered? So that's inviting you to become aware of the other possibilities that you haven't considered yet.
Yes.
And
go ahead.
What other questions might you ask, Betsy?
Well, especially with money, because we can get ourselves so tied up with money and the point of view of, well, if I don't have it, then how can I possibly choose something? And one of the things that I have found is when I desire to do something, let's say I want to go on a trip and the trip costs $2,000 and I don't have the $2,000 in my bank account to pay for it. You can go to the space of, well, I can't go because I don't have the money. So then you close all those doors and it becomes an impossibility, or when you say, I'm going to choose this trip and invite the money to show up, however it's going to show up, that's when seeming miracles start to occur. So when you say, you know what, I'm choosing this, and what will it take for the money to show up and be that invitation for it to be created, where when you've decided you're not going and it's impossible, you're not looking to create anything different. So with that, you know, what questions, and there's so many wonderful, delicious questions, you know, universe, where else can money show up for me? What, who's looking for me? What possibilities are there? Does someone owe me money that would like to pay me back? You know, how else can money show up in my life? Are just a few of the questions that you could be asking.
I love those, Betsy. That's a lot of different questions. I also love to ask, where else would money like to come from? Where else would money like to come from? And it's really kind of playful, and it also is, you know, asking and inviting it to come from different sources. And I changed that from who else would love to give me money, because that's only people. That doesn't include, oh, I could find money on the street, or money could just show up in my bank account, or the stock market could go up, or whatever, you know, is not even related to so much to people. And we'll have so many more areas and ideas to explore when we come back from the break in just a couple of minutes. So stick around, everybody. We're so grateful you're listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance Radio, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, along with Betsy McLaughlin, my co-host. And today we are talking about, are you in a financial rut? So that's even an interesting term, isn't it? Being in a rut?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Like, who
you know,
created that?
Totally. And if you're doing, so if you're doing the same thing over and over and you're digging yourself deeper and deeper into that rut, you know, so the wheels of your car are, you know, getting more and more stuck, you know, what questions can you ask? And, you know, what also, there's a demand that I have found, like, that when you make a demand that some, that this changes, that also contributes to things changing.
Yes. Yeah. Could you talk a little bit more about demand? Because I think there might be some different ideas, and I'd love mm-hmm. to know what you're talking about specifically.
Sure. So, you know, it's really, and it's not coming from a place of anger or frustration. It's more just the energy of, hey, you know what? This isn't working for me anymore. Like, let's use the analogy of the car stuck in the rut. It's like, okay, I'm spinning my wheels and I'm spinning my wheels and I'm not getting anywhere. So I'm going to make the demand that I get this car out of the rut that it's in. So what do I have to do? You know, do I have to get a bunch of people to help me push the car out? Do I need to pull it? Do I call a tow truck? You know, you start looking at other possibilities by simply making the, you can say a demand, you could say a request, you know, like what works for you. And in that, it's like such, sometimes it can be such a small energetic shift between the, you know, where you were of, hey, oh gosh, I'm stuck, I can't change this, to, you know what, yes, I can change this. And then in that space of I can change this, what will it take? Things start showing up. So that's what I mean by making the demand that something different, you know, when you're looking to change something, what can I be and do to change this? What would you like to add to that?
Yeah. We talked about on a show, maybe it was in June of 2018, about there's only a problem if you've created a conclusion. So nothing mm-hmm. is really a problem unless you've judged that it's a problem. So let's just clear anywhere you've judged that your financial situation is a problem. I know this is a stretch for some of you. It's like, what? It really is a problem. Well, just bear with me for a moment. So everywhere you've judged that your financial situation is a problem, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes. Okay.
Right, wrong, good, bad, papak, online shorts, boys, and beyond. And that's what we're destroying and uncreating all the judgments around that. Mm-hmm. And if you're willing to just look at what is, we're not pushing away what is. We're not saying, oh, you really do have $50,000 when you have, you know, $50. We're not saying that. We're just saying, okay, start to look at it as what are the possibilities here that are available that I haven't considered, rather than, oh, dear, this is a problem,
yeah.
Right? This is an infinite universe. Like, this universe is huge. And, you know, it has lots of possibilities that we haven't even tapped into. So you're, by asking the questions, you're inviting yourself to tap into those, and you're inviting the universe to show you. You don't have to figure it out. So the other thing is, everywhere you've decided you have to figure it out, you're actually engaging surface level thinking to try to change whatever's going on. And that is like stressed out thinking, right? So instead, there is deeper knowing and wisdom available if you're able to let go of having to try to figure it out, having to try to search and rack your brain for an answer. Okay? So everywhere you're trying to figure out your financial situation, and we're not saying don't ask questions about how to create more money and how much is required and how much you're spending, because that's all really important to know, to be aware of. Like, I know people who are stressed out with money because they actually don't know how much it comes in each month and how much they're spending. And that actually is not the smartest way to go. But, you know, it's unawareness about money can really come to bite you, like in lots of different ways. So we're not saying, like, don't be aware and know how much it costs you to live each month. That's a really useful exercise. If you're in debt, now, if you have financial stress, please do this. Please write down everything you spend every month. And so just for a couple of months, just to enhance your awareness. And lots of people, I've taught this to lots of people, we both have, and there's lots of resistance. So I'm going to give you a super simple way. Now, you may like to do this on your phone. You may like to do it like I do, which is on my refrigerator. And what you do is this. You can draw a straight line right down the center of a piece of paper, and one side is going to be in and one side is going to be out. So on any given day, you just write in the in column how much money came in, and then whatever you spent, you write in the out column. Super simple. And you can do this in notes on your phone. You could have one page for in and one page for out. That for some people is easier because you can do it right after you go to the store, right when you get in your car. And then you can see, oh, geez, I spend, you know, $90 a month or $150 a month at Starbucks, and I have this debt. You know, maybe that's not my best way of going about things. What can I change here? Or, nope, not giving up my Starbucks. Okay, well then what can you do and create to generate that extra money? You know, so we're not saying give stuff up, which is the idea of a budget. We're just saying be super aware. And I mean, down to the penny for a couple of months. It's not forever. It's just for a couple of months so that you develop financial awareness and you're not living from a place where you just don't know what's going on. And then there was one more piece to that before, and I know you have something to add, Betsy. If you spend, let's say, $600 at Christmas time, then add $50 a month to, you know, how much money you would like to create, and be aware of, like, car stuff and everything. It includes the mortgage or rent. It includes how much it costs you to have fun. This includes everything, just so you're aware of everything. And then you start to ask for more than that to show up, and you don't have to know how. When I started doing this, I started asking for a very nice amount of money to come in every month, and my husband had people offering him different businesses, a couple of which he took them up on, even though he already has a regular job, right? So it's like, what can you add to your life to generate that money right away? What are the possibilities that you haven't even explored that could be fun for you? All right, Bets. What were you going to add to that?
Oh, gosh, there are so many pearls there. Thank you so much, Kathy. And what I was going to say, too, for a long time, I did not want to do that, you know, writing down everything. I wanted to, you know, I kept my head in the sand kind of like an ostrich. Because what I have heard from other people who have done this, when you do finally do it, some people didn't owe as much money as they thought they did, which was a certainly pleasant surprise, right? And other people owed more than they did. But what if you didn't have a point of view about whatever those numbers are? So you didn't judge yourself.
What?
What? So if you judge the number, whatever it is, how much would that free up you from judging you? So everything that's bringing up, would you like to destroy and uncreate it?
Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And what occurred to me when you said that, Betsy, is that when we stop judging in any area of our life, I'm not saying you have to give it up 100%, although if that's fun for you, do it. But when we stop judging, our body actually softens.
Yeah.
when we don't judge ourselves for things, when we don't judge, oh, my bank account shouldn't be this way or whatever, you know, our body softens, and then you have more energy because you're not using energy to cling to that tension.
That is such an amazing point. And so how much more energy would you enjoy having if you're not spending so much energy judging yourself? Judging yourself for, you know, if you're like, you've made such a mess, so I'm just going to not pay attention to anything, and I'm going to throw all my bills in the drawer, or I'm not making enough, or whatever it is that you are judging yourself for. If you would be willing to, here's a tool, if you'd be willing to stop it.
Stop it.
Just stop it. Right, what would that create? What would that create to not have that energy and time being spent judging?
Wow. So everywhere you've decided you have to judge something in order to change it, will you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion?
Absolutely.
Right, wrong, good, bad, hot, black, all nine, short, boys, and beyond.
And beyond. Yes. So, what if, and here's a great question I love, what if you've done nothing wrong? What if?
Well, you know, that's interesting, because a moment ago I was thinking of, one of the clients I've been working with who beats herself up. She has beat herself up. I'm not saying she does now, but she has beat herself up for years about a financial mistake, right? Mm-hmm. Something that actually affected her and her family and other people she made years ago,
mm-hmm.
like 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's the past. And I'm not saying that it doesn't have repercussions now, but it's like, how much would you be willing to let go of the judgment of the missteps you've taken in the past so that you can create a different future? Because as much as she clings on to that, oh, I messed this up, this was so horrible to do, it affected people, you know, all of this stuff, she's giving that energy, and she's continually feeding her judgment of herself. So where do we do that? Is there a place or space you do that? And maybe it's with money, and maybe it's with something completely different. But would you be willing to stop using that as a limitation going forward?
Yes,
wow.
I would. Anywhere I'm still doing that, I absolutely would be willing to stop it.
Okay.
Anybody
so
want to join
you and me?
Me
both. Yeah, I'll join you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so everything that keeps that as the limitation that you cannot create beyond, will you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion?
Yes. Right and wrong.
Right, wrong, good,
bad,
puck, puck.
All nine shorts.
All nine shorts, boys and beyond. Yeah.
It's funny, we have like a delay when we go to clear, so then we end up both clearing. And how does it get?
You get double clearing.
Than that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you do that again, Kathy?
Yeah, if I can remember it, I can do it again. Oh, I know. Okay. Everywhere you're using a past mistake or misstep, so this is worded slightly differently, but everywhere you're using a past mistake or misstep as the limitation you cannot create beyond, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes. Right and wrong.
Right, wrong,
good,
bad, hot puck.
Hot puck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So everywhere that you have decided that you cannot create beyond, do you see where you're continuing to create limitations so you still have your car stuck in that rut?
I've done it for sure.
Absolutely. So we can be brilliant creators at continuing this, and you know how many different ways where we just change, maybe change the spice a little bit in our recipe, but we're still doing pretty much the same thing. And then, you know, that definition of insanity, where, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to have a different result. So would you be willing, and again, this is all if it's fun for you, and would you be willing to try something different? Would you be willing to stop judging you? Would you be willing to ask some of these wild questions that we talk about in here? And almost like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah, and that's actually a good question, because it's like sometimes we think, well, I will lose people, right? If I don't have the same financial limitations or challenges that they have, if I'm not on the same playing field as them, I'll lose them. So everywhere you've decided that's true, maybe even because it happened to you in the past, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes. So
right,
everything
wrong,
that is.
Talk of Nine Short Boys and Beyond. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. Yes.
We're really cute. We will limit ourselves for other people. We will, you know, if I did this or changed this, then that person would go away. If I had more money than them, they'd be uncomfortable, right? I mean, this is what really happens for people.
All the time.
Can continue that conversation when we come back from the break.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance with Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams, your imperfectly brilliant hosts. Where today we are talking about money. And before we get back to this juicy conversation, we would like to extend another invitation to you. Kathy and I get to play together in person this weekend, starting actually in Virginia, in Burke, Virginia, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C. So if you're anywhere in that metro area, we would love for you to come. It will be at the Intuitive Wellness Center in Burke, Virginia. And we're also opening it to online as well. So if you're somewhere else in the world, you can stream with us. And you can find all of that information. Kathy's got
a class Friday night on her introduction to radical abundance. And Kathy and I are doing a class Saturday morning, getting out of your own way and start creating. And then Kathy's doing a yummy body process class, unwinding tension out of your body, and I'm sure lots of other things, Saturday afternoon.
With Mary Mayer?
Saturday afternoon with Mary Mayer. And then Sunday, more tongue twisting for me. And then Sunday, Kathy and I are doing a full day on money. So we're going to dive way more into what we're kind of touching on today. And nicely, Kathy has put all of these classes up on her website, so you don't have to fish around at different websites. And that is at meetkathywilliams.com. And Kathy, of course, has lots of other offerings as well on her website. And we have our joint website, which is imperfectbrilliance.com. And then my personal website is creatingyumminess.com, where I've got a lot of things coming up as well. So you guys can find out all about this just by checking us out. You can also email us at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page, Imperfect Brilliance. Of course, Kathy has her own Facebook page, Kathy Williams, Kathy with K. And right, there's so many ways to find us. And mine is Betsy McLaughlin, which is McLaughlin with an O. And you'll find us. All you got to do is search just a little bit. And of course, through Ohm Times Radio as well. So, anything you'd like to add to that, Kathy?
Ohm Times is probably one of the easiest ways to find yeah. us. If you click on Imperfect Brilliance, we have past archives there about all sorts of stuff, including turning a problem into a possibility, which I mentioned earlier, and lots of other stuff about energy vampires, dealing with them, and all sorts of topics. So you can check them out there. Pretty simple and straightforward. And if you would like to come play, I do have a four-day class, actually 5 days of yumminess, access bars, and foundation in Portland, Maine, starting on August 2nd. So it's like just a couple hours from Boston and not far from New York. And, of course, if you'd like to get out of the heat, come join us in Maine. We even have a spot for you. A bed and breakfast room. So meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And one of the classes in Burke, we are doing a full day on money. So I wonder what kind of limitations we could unwind and unpeel there. I love doing full day money classes because you really get to go deep and see a lot of things that you didn't realize were limiting you. And one of the things I love to address with money is, like, what do you love about having money as a problem or having it as a limitation? And people will be like, what? I don't love anything about it. And I'm like, well, you wouldn't be creating that if there wasn't some value to it. So everything that is, what do you love about money as a limitation or a problem? Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm. Right and wrong, good and bad, pat and puck, ball nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And what do you hate about having money as a problem and limitation? Woo!
Yeah. Everything
and
that is.
Everything that
destroy
is.
Destroy and uncreate at times, a godzillion.
Right
and right,
wrong, good
and
bad,
pat and puck, all nine.
Boys and beyond. And then what do you hate loving about money as a problem and a limitation?
What?
So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. And what do you love about hating money as a problem or a limitation? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts,
boys,
yeah.
So one of the things is, if your head is starting to go, wow, I feel like you got a headache or something, one of the wonderful things that we talk about is the access bars, which is a wonderful, very gentle touch that starts to release all of these things that in your head that are in your body, and it releases energetically out. So if you're interested at all in finding out what that is about, we have talked about this on other shows, but one of the things is it's a get your bars run. That's what we're talking about. And it really, really helps when your head is like, you might have a headache or you can't think straight, things like that, where it will release a lot of these stuck points of view. And it really contributes to the change that you're asking for. So you can go, of course, you can see if you're anywhere near Kathy or myself, and we'd be happy to do a bar session for you in person. And there are literally thousands of people around the world, practitioners or facilitators, that can run a set of bars on you and see what that contributes to your body.
Thank you, Betsy. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the tools I think is so helpful and useful when dealing with money, and then as I said that, I was like, and almost everything else too, is the tool called Who Does This Belong To? And what it is really helping you recognize that you are so aware that you may be aware of thoughts, feelings, emotions, even sensations in your body that actually aren't yours to figure out. They're somebody else's. So when you ask, who does this belong to, return it to sender with consciousness. You're not asking to try to figure out who it belongs to. You're just asking, who does it belong to? And then if it lightens up at all, it wasn't yours. Like even this morning, I have this sensation of heaviness, clunkiness, sadness in my chest. And at one point, it occurred to me to ask, oh, who does this belong to? And there was an immediate lightning sensation of like, oh, wow, it's not mine. I don't have to carry it around. I don't have to figure it out. And then you say, return it to sender with consciousness. Yeah. So how much financial crazy are we identifying with that's not even ours?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talked a little bit right before the break, too, Kathy, about, you know, like not wanting to, you know, being afraid that you may lose friends if your financial situation changes. And then we did have to go to commercial.
That is so true.
Yes. So I wonder, too, like, what have you decided that would create in your world if you started making a lot more money than your family members or your best friend? What have you decided there? If you've decided anything, you know. And so when you start asking those questions and looking at that, a lot of times, this is not something that you've decided, like, you know, cognitively, where you said, well, I'm never going to make any more money than so-and-so. But when you, you know, like, but when you start looking at these questions, you're like, wow, you know, I think there may be somewhere where I decided that I might lose my best friend if all of a sudden I'm making a lot more money than them. So then you start looking at those questions, and then you can run that clearing statement that we say. And if you can't remember it, you can always just say something like pock and pod or destroy it, uncreate it. And what else is possible? Because I really don't desire to continue having that point of view. And then what invitation can you be by changing that point of view? For what else, you know, what else could you create with your best friend?
Yeah. It's really interesting. Earlier today in the class, we were talking about proving around our family and proving, you know, we're better than them, or even proving we're not as good as they are in some areas. So, yeah, how much energy do we use to prove we're either less financially well off or just about equal to others.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And everything that is, will you destroy it and create it? Wow, I'm yawning.
Wow, oh, yes. That, right.
There's
well,
a lot of energy on it.
Yes, so she's not bored. There's just a lot of energy that she's clearing. The right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And just for the heck of it, like, how much energy are we using to prove we're better than them, better off
mm-hmm.
than them, we're more capable than they are, better financially, better with money, all of that, everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right, ooh. Wrong, good, bad, on talk, all nine shorts, boys, beyond. And, you know, we can do both.
Yeah. With the same people or different people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm better than my brother, but I'm not as good as my dad or whatever it is.
Right. And we talk about, you know, how much energy do you spend doing that? And so if you're not in that, and we talked a little bit earlier about the, you know, the energy on judging. So if you're not doing all of that, how much more time do you have to create different and beyond anything that you've created so far?
Ooh, I really like that you brought that in, Betsy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, how much do we use money as a distraction so we don't have to get uncomfortable, right, out of our comfort zone and create something new or different or something that might make others uncomfortable?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
So everything that, yeah. Oh, can we clear?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And it really, like, it really is interesting what we, you know, have decided is real and true. And then we don't even look at what we're doing or creating. And we can get, you know, just on the, hamster wheel of living and not, and so then people like you and I come along and like, hey, would you maybe like to look at what you're creating and see what else is possible?
Yeah.
You know, and what would you like to choose? And everywhere
well, and it's
that,
really interesting. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
I was
going.
Just
going
to say, like, everywhere that you've decided that you're not allowed to or you can't create anything different than what you've got going on in your life right now, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all that times a godzillion?
Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And one thing I wanted to bring up, it, you know, you were mentioning these great questions that can help us see a different possibility. Just be aware of who to use those with, because some people, when they're in their rut, they do not want you coming along and saying, well, what else is possible beyond what you've considered? and some people will, so will be open to that. So it's just about, like, if I asked this, what would it create? You know, because it, sometimes it's someone's not ready to hear that. For a moment, at least, they'd rather hear, oh, yeah, that really does sound like it's challenging or frustrating. And then maybe you can bring in, have you ever considered that, you know, what could we ask that would open us up to different possibilities or something like that? Because when someone is kind of in a rut or in a sticky place and we come along like, oh, yes, and how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? You know, that can actually make people push against us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Truly.
So just be aware, yeah, of when and where and who's willing and open to receiving this.
Yes, absolutely. And if people are asking questions and they're curious, you know, what invitation can you be? And, you know, it's about being the invitation, truly.
Yeah, Totally. Yeah, and by choosing more possibility, right? Even when you think something's a problem, it's like, okay, what possibilities here that are here that I'm not seeing? What possibilities are here that I'm not seeing? And just tap into that for a moment. Don't kind of rush off, but okay. You know, one exercise I sometimes do with clients is just for 2 minutes or 5 minutes, sit down with a piece of paper and without filtering, write down everything that occurs to you. So if you're like, and I used to use this example in stress reduction talks, I would come home and my dog would have dragged the toilet paper all around my bedroom. So I have choices, right? So I can sit down and, okay, what possibilities are here that I haven't considered? And one might be, okay, put the toilet paper up or get rid of the dog or, you know, close the bathroom door or whatever, you know, so there are always possibilities. It's a matter of opening to them. Wow, this was a fast hour.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. Come play with
us
in
person
or online. We'll see you next
week.
Thank
you, Betsy.
Thank
All right,
you,
and
Kathy.
Catch the replays. You can catch the replays on iTunes or SoundCloud or even on iom.fm. And imperfectbrilliance.com has lots of fun goodies for you. So thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha.